Welcome to BK
Blog Talk Radio.
Computer love, computer love, computer love.
BK Chronicles Live, and the first question that I kind of wanted to get into with social network and relationships, that's our tonight, the topic of the night, I wanted to talk about building friendships with people you meet online, and is it possible, and if they could work out. Now, for me, I've built some friendships that I've met with people that I didn't know before Facebook or before Twitter or nothing like that, and we've partied before, we've had our fun, you know, and some people that I've done that with or opened myself up, period, to even considering a friendship with, it wasn't always a good thing. But I guess with building friendships or networking with different people and getting to know different people is almost the risk that you take. Now, some of the friends that I wanted to talk about that I have met on Facebook or through social networking, like, it's been over 2 years. We've partied together. I've cried on their shoulder. They've cried on mine about certain things, and I know that I can rely on them to an extent. Not to say our friendship have any limits, but even with all that was being said, we still are getting to know each other and building a friendship. You know, like, when I talk about, like, people that I met online or whatever, I have a social group that's on Facebook that a lot of us, we go out together, we do trips together, we party together. And sometimes we just, you know, we all chill. It's kind of, to me, I feel like it's like a little secret society that, you know, that I get to have an intimate relationship with other people and outsiders just don't know about. Some do, some don't. But it can also be, I guess, the cause of building friendships or meeting people online to try to build a friendship is giving your trust and your heart to the wrong person. Because even if it's a friend, you might not love the person, like in love or something like that, but they're still a friend. There's someone that's close to, that's someone you share your little secrets with. Even if it's just stuff that y'all see on Facebook but not even share your private life, almost like having a coworker. You know, y'all talk about work, but when you get home is home and work is work. So it can kind of be that type of friendship that you have, like, you know, friends that you party with at work, same thing. Nothing, I don't see the difference in it, but I don't see a problem with building friendships with people that you meet online. Now, again, we also talk about the dangers of it and what can happen with it. I mean, you know, you might meet a friend online, they cool, whatever, and you decide you want to meet up with them on your own and things don't go out right, don't turn out right, and you know, you never know what happened. Or, you know, they might want to take you out and tell you, say it on Facebook to somebody else that you don't know what happened, and next thing you know, you left at the club or you done got jumped by 100 people. I don't know. But for me, the friendships that I've built in the social networking life, I've come to have a certain type of love for them, and I care a lot about them, and they can call on me for certain things, and if I can provide, I give it to them because I know they do the same for me. So we have our own little special little bond. And tonight I have Tasha on the line, and she's going to join the conversation and see if I can get her insight on building friendships with people you meet online and how she feels about it.
Yes.
Okay. Was you able to hear me? Because I could hear the game in the background. I ain't going to talk about you though.
Oh, no. I'm looking at NFL Network. You know, the season's coming up. You gotta know what's going on with your teams. So, but yeah, I did hear what you had to say. I mean, yeah, I guess you can meet people online that are pretty interesting and decent. But, you know, I'm just not one that jumps out there like that. You're a little more brave when it comes to meeting people, I think, in general than I am. Not that, you know, I'm not really gun-shy, but I'm just, I don't know, I guess I'm so comfortable with me that sometimes I just don't really need anybody else around me. So, and I've never been like the big social butterfly. Not that I can't go out and be social, you know, I'm not a social retard or anything, but, excuse me, I've just, you know, I don't know, I'm just kind of reserved in that way. But it can work for some people. I don't think I would meet dudes necessarily online and try to go out with them just because you hear so many hard stories.
Not in a dating sense, just as a friend. You know, like if I didn't know you and we met online and we chatted from time to time or something like that, would you be interested in taking the friendship beyond just Facebook? If she said, let's meet up for lunch or, you know,
something like that. That's what I'm saying. I could see myself doing something like that. Now, I would be more cautious if it was a male and, you know, a few people in our group that, you know, I don't think I would want to meet them. You know, especially some of the newer additions, I pass. And that's just because, you know, sometimes what you see online can make people judge you in a way, I guess. And if you seem like extremely creepy or over-sexual or, you know, to something, that you're the opposite of. You have a tendency to shy away. You know, I try not to judge people, but I do try to have myself around people that I have things in common with.
Right.
Like interests, okay. You know, even down to the way, you know, our thought processes are, so.
So even if y'all had certain interests and things like that together, you're saying if it was a female, you'd be more open to possibly meeting in person or doing a lunch or something like that. But if it was a guy and they're not coming at you in a dating trying to way or trying to get the cookies, then you would be a little cautious.
I'll probably be more comfortable on a social setting instead of somebody trying to meet me, see my picture, and think, you know, try to think something or try to take something out of context that I said or anything like that. You just have to be careful. I think when you're meeting people in general, whether it's male or female, I think you have to have, you know, your caution flag up to some degree.
Okay, yeah. I agree too, especially when meeting people online, because even when you say that you would be more comfortable with even meeting up with a female, nowadays I guess that would be a little iffy too.
Yeah.
You know, meeting up with females, like, you never know, even though she might be coming off as a nice friend and just, you know, we have same interests, or I'm crying to you about my life and you maybe share some advice or something like that, like, you might have, you know, like, a little new stalker best friend type thing. Like, you, I understand the risk of building friendship with people that you just meet online. Like, I'm two-sided with that. I'm for it and I'm kind of not for it.
Some people, you know, send, I think sometimes we overlook caution flags that people send up, and, you know, we may overlook something that they said that we really shouldn't have. And, you know, I think sometimes people give us indications that they're a little strange, and we try to give people the benefit of the doubt, and then we find ourselves in these little curious situations. And that's what I try to prevent for myself personally, is those types of situations. So, you know, it's okay if we just have an online relationship and we never see each other. If that's what it is, that's what it is.
Right. And some people prefer to leave it that way because, you know, you don't know me, I don't know you, let's just keep it that way. Okay,
right, because,
so,
because it's sometimes your online persona, so to speak, is a fantasy world for you because you may need to let go of aggression, or, you know, that's just your way of letting go in general because your life may be particularly stressful. So when you get online and go on Facebook or go on these other social media sites, you may just need that release. You're not really looking to meet anyone. You don't really care if you meet anyone. You just need something out of your norm.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And for a lot of people, I think that's what it is. It's just a scapegoat from who you really are or who you really might want to be.
It can be stressful, especially if you're a mom and you're working or you have other major responsibilities in your life. It can be stressful just dealing with your life. And if you don't have anything else to do, I guess that's something you can do, read a book, but, you know,
hey. Lies online, I'd be bored at home. Even though it was funny, but for some people need to. Maybe that'll help them, you know, ease their way back in the world, because some people just, they sit back and they just shelter themselves. So I'm gonna let's take a quick break and get our thoughts together, and then I have another call on the line. We're gonna talk to Diva a little next, because we're gonna get into people that use social networking sites as a dating tool. Like, you know, even the ones that buy the little dating tools, like the Match.com and GetWithMe.com, or people that use Facebook just to, you know, to get their jump off, or just to meet other females or girls that do it to meet dudes, like whatever your reasons are. If you're there, call in. The number is 646-378-0763.
The world that we've reached a climax. We're together now, we're undone. We'll commit the rituals to run away. Off the ground, love is the ground that keeps raining down. Where are you now when I need you around? I'm on my knees, but it seems we're going nowhere since we've reached a climax. Wasn't enough. You get upset. We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. Why do I care? I care at all.
Who's live. We were just talking about people that build friendships on using social networking. We talk about social networking relationships, period. And it was a few questions throughout the show that I want to get answers to, and I'll tell y'all what I think my answer is to or how I feel about it. But I also want to get your insight, too. Like, for instance, we talked about meeting people on Facebook or say you're in social groups and you're on another girl, y'all make the same comments and y'all liking it and all of a sudden y'all kicking it and y'all exchanging numbers and y'all talking and next thing you know, y'all going out and the next thing you know, your kids and her kids taking pictures together because y'all all of a sudden the best of friends. But whatever you want to call it, or, you know, even with the guys, because I have guys in my group that they met through the internet, through us going out and partying, and they got their own little special ball that they got going on. And they friends, you know, and so far it's been, like I said, it's been about 2 years, so their friendship still going on. So I wanted to talk about that. So I guess I could say in the land of building friendships with people online, it can work out for some, and some it just don't work out at all. But now I want to get into people that use social networking as a dating tool or as a way, like, to hook up. Like, if you know anybody that maybe used Match.com before, or, you know, like, one of them social hookups, or, like, Black Planet, or people that, some people use Facebook to date or to hook up and, or whatever they call themselves doing, play with people's minds or what have you. But at the same time, sometimes them dates that you went on or you found that person on Facebook ended up being a long-lasting relationship. It turned out, you know, y'all done end up moving in together, and next year y'all plan on a wedding. So I guess everything has its pros and cons, but with the social networking and being on a social network or hooking up in the social network type of thing, when you're using, I have to say, when you're using stuff like Facebook or Twitter and stuff like that to hook up with each other, even though the relationship, it's a social network hookup, so it's kind of like everybody is in your relationship versus back then when you meet a girl at the bus stop or you meet a guy at the bar and y'all exchange numbers and you get to know each other that way. I think what it is, social networking has made it so that you have more variety at your hand, if that makes any sense, or it's easier for you to hook up with other people, or you can almost like kill a noise right then. You can ask each other what you want, what you like, what you don't like. You can go to their Facebook page, check out their posters, and be like, oh, no, nah, she ain't for me. Ooh, they done said this dumb shit. Nah, turn off. So you can always, like, in my mind, you can kill time. That you sitting there, or you done called this person, y'all changed numbers, y'all been talking back and forth for the last 3 months. And now, on the fourth month, she done said something dumb that turned you off that she could have said 3 months ago on Facebook that would have turned you off then. So it's pros and cons. I'm more so for social network dating because, like I said, to me, you can weigh them out a little quicker. But at the same time, a lot of people think that just because they're on the social networking, even we had a comment earlier when she said they put on a facade. Like, they might act like they're outgoing, fun, and this and that, and then you get with them, they enduring, boring, and no fun at all. But to me, I think people that you meet outside of social networking, they do the same thing. But to me, with the social networking, it's easier and it's faster to just get rid of them than you just going back and forth dating with the calling and texting and all that stuff. I don't want that. Just kill it. Now, with the Facebook, like people that use Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that, when guys like approaching you, especially with the females, because for the most part, a lot of us, because I'm guilty. I might have done it one or twice. And you put your little sexy picture out with you looking real good, and all of a sudden now you got 20 new friend requests. Now, how many out of the 20 that you think are sincerely wanting to meet you because they looking a little past your Facebook photo that you put up, but they looked at the rest of your posts and said, oh, she's very smart, she's beautiful, and not just looked at this one little picture with you and your bra and panties or you ass naked just looking sexy. So, I mean, like, what do you do with that? If you're fishing or you're looking for a date and you putting those type of pictures up, what type of dude do you think you're going to get back? Like, do you think the dude that's in your inbox now, is he serious? Like, how are you going to weigh them out when they probably not taking you seriously because of what you post in Facebook or, you know, or if they're just watching the way you interact with other people on your social network? I keep saying Facebook, but it's other ones too that people use to do. And some people, even though they pretend, so like we say, they pretend to seem like they want to date you or get to know you a little bit more, but when you go on their page or when they finally let you on their page or they, you find out they got a whole nother page, they got like 4,000 girls on there. So, like, what's the turnoff button? Or how could you win a person out just by looking at their Facebook page that one time or going through their profile and see what type of, see what they're talking about? And you know, like that type of thing. When you dating, let's say you find Facebook, you find your little dude, y'all feeling each other, y'all in a relationship, things are going strong and things are working out, and you loving them and everything's good, and you think it's good. Now, I went on this website. And they had rules that they think would make your relationship last if you hooked up on a social networking site. Like say if you met your significant other, y'all in a relationship now, they kinda gave out what they call the thou shall not rules. And I'm going to go over them with you, and then we're going to break these down because a lot of them, I think, are very interesting. Some of them is just funny as hell, and we're going to get into those, too. And I also got 5 social networking dating downsides. This is the downsides to what they think a social networking is, and that was from brothersome.com. And let's get into these first because they're funnier. Okay, the first one is it's all out there for everybody to see. So that's the first downfall to dating someone online. We mentioned that earlier. It's all out there for everybody to see. So just like on Facebook, you know, we go from single to in a relationship. Some people, you know, they're brave enough to even tag who they're in a relationship with. So it's not like having a private relationship no more. Your relationship when you're in a relationship on a social networking site, it's for everybody to see. It's almost like everybody's in y'all business. It's no hiding. You know what I'm saying? It's no none of that. You can't be on there trying to talk to another girl and your relationship, say you're in a relationship with such and such. Because they're going to see it. So, like, how do you lie about that? Do you put open relationships? Like, I don't care if my relationship is out there for everybody to see because I know what it is, and me and him know what it is. So that might be, it won't bother me, but it will cause some type of conflict. And number two was what you see is not what you get. Now, number two is so true. Because I have... hooked up with people that I met on Facebook or maybe went out on a date with them or something like that. And, no, they was not what they see or what you get. You know, they online talking tough, like they got it and they got this going on and they're such this, such that, and you get with them and they like needy niggas and you just anything. I've had maybe one hook up from Facebook that he was really with who he said he was, the type of gentleman that he was, or that he portrayed himself to be on Facebook, he did in real life. So that was good. So that's why I'm with this. What you see is not what you get. That's true. That's true. And then you see dudes had their pictures on, they looking all good and all flashy, and then you meet them in person and they got flea market Gucci shoes on. Like, shit, get the fuck out of here. Like, you don't have to fake. Like, be yourself. That way you'll get a little bit more respect if you be yourself. And, you know, people can actually, they won't turn their head on you or whatever. Because that was just a turn off. So, I mean, if you be who you are, then let people accept you for who you are, not for who you think you are or what you want to be down the line. Cause, I don't understand that fake until you make it shit. I don't understand it, and I don't like it. And number three is temptation is everywhere. We all know temptation is everywhere on social networks. Like I said, you might have a dude or your girl Like, it's dudes that's posting their pictures on their wall, even though they might have been friends with her before you two hooked up online or whatever. And they sending her pictures, or they sending your dude pictures, or, like, the more people you add on, you know, you add somebody on your friendship wall, and then he going on your friendship wall, he see you friends with this new girl he ain't never heard of, or, like, it's a lot of temptation. And you know, even with your girlfriends, they tempt you to do different things, too. That's in real life and in social networking. So I think number three, temptation is everywhere. That's online and offline. And number four was distractions. Now, this is where I got to the question of, if you use social networking and your partner don't, can that affect your relationship? Because it is a distraction. Let's say you and your dude, y'all hooked up from social networking, but he don't be online as much as you be online. Eventually, just because you know y'all met online, you're used to just being online, you just sitting around, and y'all don't really make actual conversation because she might be playing Farmville or updating her status or tweeting about the date y'all on. Y'all sitting at the table trying to have dinner and she's tweeting about the dinner or taking pictures of herself. And if it's, excuse me, let me go to the bathroom. And then she goes to the bathroom, you get home, check your internet. This bitch done went and took pictures in the bathroom while we on a date. Like, what is wrong with it? Sometimes it's too much distractions, especially if you're addicted to social networking, because I'm guilty of that. I will play my game in the middle of a conversation, or I will update my status, or whatever. I'm so guilty of that. I've done that a lot. And last but not least, number five was social networking breeds jealousy. Which it did. Now, that I can agree with, because I've had my little Facebook go-togethers. And after a while, you do get jealous because you know how you met your dude. And when you go on his wall and you see he friends with four new bras, like, dang, how you know them? Why are you friending them? Or how you meet them through Facebook? Like, the questions come up, and then, you know, the attitudes kick in, and we back to square one, because now you lonely again, or she want to break up, or she upset, and it breeds jealousy. Like they say, it breeds jealousy. And or even still, let's say, you know, you mad at your little dude, you want to put your little picture up. You might not be naked, but you know you got them little booty shorts, like everybody can see your little print and stuff. Like, girl, you know that's going to make him mad. So why do it? This is the best one. Or when you posting your little ugly pics and you in his room on his bed and you chilling, stuff like that. Like, come on, you know you want to make that man jealous. Or like some guys, they still got their old girlfriends on their posters, or old friends that might have been an old girlfriend 2 weeks before y'all two hooked up. But they still friends, or they still correspond back and forth. Or, you know, girls get on there, good morning, honey, good morning, sweetie, and all that. Why is she calling you sweetie? Why is she calling you honey? Like, you got that type of girl that's jealous, or that type of guy that gets jealous easily, then more than likely you're going to have a downside to your social relationship, or whatever they want to call the social network and dating. It is what they call it now. So, again, if you're listening now, you want to comment, join in the conversation, the number is 646-378-0763. I almost forgot the number. That is terrible. Okay, so anyway, when I come back off this break, I want to talk a little bit about how, again, I said something earlier about the laws that I found on the website that can help. Like, let's say you did hook up with somebody on Facebook, and like I said, your relationship is going good, or maybe y'all new to it, and you're trying to find ways to settle things down or cool things down. These little 10 laws that they got, like I said, some of them is funny, but I think they will actually work out. They might save your relationship. So don't forget, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, telling me I need you in my way. Every time I try to call, something keeps pulling me back, everything don't be alright. Every time I try to leave, something keeps pulling me back, telling me I need you in my life. It was meant to be.
Y'all know what this is.
It was all good at first, spending money, going shopping, eating at the finest restaurants, and if I'm club hopping, she was right there with me, bottle popping, living that life, and she doesn't understand my lifestyle, and that I ain't like that. Wary in the world, got your diamonds, got your pearls, but I can't help it if tingling, be attracting all the girls. Baby, I'm a superstar, and that come with it. Got a good nigga on your side, you better run with it. Even though I'm on the road doing shows, I made time for me and her relationship to grow. They tell me to trust a woman in this industry, but she not any woman, more like a sacred friend to me. Cause when I'm out of town, always think of her. Might compensate with some chicks, but no one come above her. I thought I was your man, guess you ain't understand. And now I'm sitting here looking crazy like, damn.
Chronicles Live, and today we were talking about social networking relationships and different types of relationships and people that actually just build normal friendships from people they met, from people online. And we also was talking about people that use social networking sites to date nowadays because they feel like it's faster or it's easier to weigh the person out by talking to them through the internet than rather you meeting a person in a bar at the club and, you know, getting a feel for them that way. So right now I'm going to go over the 10 rules that I was talking about before we took our break. That if you are in a relationship where you met the other person online or through any of the social medias or something like that, these are the 10 rules that they said should help your relationship. And number one was, thou should not post inappropriate pictures that may cause friction in your relationship. This represents your character or get you arrested. Now, that should be done whether you're in a relationship or not, but that's just my opinion. Number two is, thou should not use social media as your only form of communication with your mate. Now, I've had that problem where I text you or I call your phone, but then you'll inbox me. What the hell is that about? Like, that's a rule. No, that should be number one. Number three is, thou should not expose all of your personal business for public or private commentary. Whatever. I don't think I said that right, but for people to comment, in other words. Number four is, thou shall not friend, follow, pin, or what have you, persons with whom you have had a sexual or romantic relationship with in an agreed-upon time. But to me, I mean, like, so what? Okay, what if y'all met 2 weeks ago and he was just humping her, like, 2 weeks ago, but she already on his page? What do you do with that? I mean, like, come on, man. That one right there, I don't know about number four. But number five is, thou shall not become insecure in your relationship based on someone poking, friending, or liking your mate. Now, I think that's childish, too. Just because somebody poked it don't mean, like, okay, they poked you in real life, or, like, did you wear a condom when you poked her? Like, come on, that's stupid. Or somebody liked your mate. I don't know if they liking the comments too much, or why every time you say something, she liked your comments. Come on, that's too much. I don't even know why that's the rule. But anyway, they made it up, so I'm going with it. Number six is, thou shall not be dishonest about who you are in real life. If you're using social media as a dating service. Now, I just talked about that. Now, if you know you on a budget, you don't have a job, don't act like you're balling and you're getting it, and then you go out with this girl, she thinking it's going to be this lovely time, and the closest we're going is Eddie Lennox Curry out and back to your house. Like, come on, get the fuck out of here. If you broke, you broke. Say it. Like, let a person get to know you for who you are. If you're rolling and that's what you do, then yeah, let them know you're rolling. Let them know you like to have fun. You want to go out to eat. And then you want to fucking go about your business. Or if you want your money, say that. Don't get on there and act like you're such a good girl. And oh no, I don't have any children. And when you get there, it's kids there and they calling you mommy. Like, come on, be who you are in real life on the internet, please, because you will get exposed. Okay, number seven is, thou should not use social media to convey the mate of someone else. Okay, if you're in a relationship and you're trying to get with somebody else, that's whether they're in another relationship or whatnot, it's cheating. But a couple of episodes ago, we talked about cyber cheating. Number seven, that's what they call cyber cheating. Thou should not use social media to convey the mate of someone else. That means you're trying to get with someone else, and it's not your mate. Okay, number eight is, thou shall not use social media for stalking purposes. I'm going to keep them on going. Number nine, thou shall not tweet or feast, unless that's Facebook beefing, or have any other arguments via social media. Well, that don't apply to me. I guess that apply to y'all, because I can beef online, offline, whatever I want, but that's one. I guess they're talking about with each other. So if we're beefing, don't take your beef to the internet if y'all beefing. Beef at home or beef through y'all text messages. Don't put it out there again so everyone can see. Because, again, if you're on Facebook and talk about your relationship is no longer private. And number 10 is, thou should not create fantasy relationships with people you do not know and have no chance of becoming in real life relationships with. Well, whatever. Number 10, I mean, I do it, and it's fine. But at the same time, I mean, like, how many times somebody gonna keep telling you, oh, we're not today, or you've been on your prayer for 2 months since you've been talking to them? Like, come on, just not. I mean, some things are just for fun. So what I have learned to do is I tell people that I'm just talking shit. Not that, you know, I'm going to hook up with you or really meet you in the bathroom and hit you off in the store. Like, I don't really mean it when I say that. I'm just kidding, okay? It's just Facebook. Some people take it serious, some people don't. So I guess you got to watch what you say, too. But right now I have Willie on the line, and he's going to give us, you know, his insight on how what he feels about what we just talked about. Are you there? Willie? Okay, Will. He must not be there. But anyway, the ten rules that I just read, if you missed them, download the show when it's over and re-listen to them because they really good. It's 10 real good rules. Some of them I just, they're not good for me, but they might be good for you and your relationship. But at the same time, a lot of the things that they talk about is a lot of things that keep our relationship from not lasting. Whether y'all two met on Facebook or not, let's say the guy you with now, he's not into Facebook like you into Facebook. He's not on it all the time. He don't do the texting. He don't do the talking too much to people online or none of that. But you do. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's a way that he can if you can follow these rules, and even if he's the type of dude that might peek through your phone or, you know, you're on a computer and he's standing by, he might want to see what you're saying. And he might think some of the stuff that you're saying to other people is very inappropriate or like he feel like you having a whole nother life outside of with you all are doing. And that's why I call that's again, like on the other part, that's to somebody else that's not a social networking geek or don't know, like, this is what people do. We just talk shit to each other, or we're in a group and on Facebook and it's just talk, it's just fun. But your outside partner, like, he might be taking it a little differently or not feel the same way you feel because he feel like, in his mind, it's cheating. Okay, so I also have Diva on the line, and I'm going to bring her in and see what her insight is on it. Diva, were you able to hear all 10 of the rules?
No, I just came on, so I really don't know what you were talking about, so just fill me in a little bit.
Okay, because I'm going to break them down. Okay, I found this website. They gave 10 thou shall not social media relationship rules. Like, if you're in a relationship or you and your guy, y'all met online, they gave us 10 rules on what they feel like you should and should not do to sustain your relationship.
How's somebody going to tell you what you could do? But go ahead.
This is the advice. I'm going to break them down real fast. Number one, thou should not post inappropriate pictures that may cause friction in your relationship.
I agree with that.
Number two, I agree with that, too. I agree with that even if you're not in a relationship, but
yes.
Each is on.
Yeah.
Number two, thou should not use social media as your only form of communication with your mate. And I can't stand when a dude, if I text your ass and you inbox me, I hate it. Number three, thou should not expose all of your personal business for public or private comments. I'm not sure if I'm saying the word right, but to put comments on what y'all saying back and forward.
I agree with that.
Number four was thou should not friend, follow, pin, or what have you, persons with whom you have sexual or romantic relationships with in an agreed upon time. That one I kind of don't agree with because I would have more so of a problem if me and you are together, and after we're together, your friend and old girlfriend or something like that. If these little ugly boys are already on your page, then I wouldn't give a shit about that. But somebody
else
might.
No, I don't care about that. Number five,
this was the funny one. Number five was thou should not become insecure in your relationship based on someone poking, friending, or liking your mate. That's what
that is. Go ahead, what's number six? That just made me laugh.
Okay, number six, I know, right? Okay, number six, thou should not be dishonest about who you are in life if you're using social media as a dating service. Number seven is thou shalt not use social media to convey the mate of someone. Number eight is thou shalt not use social media for stalking purposes.
I agree
and number
that.
Nine is thou shalt not tweet or feast with, I guess that's Facebook beefing, or have any other arguments via social media. I agree with that too, but I thought that when I was reading this at first, I thought they were just saying we can't argue with people on Facebook, but they may argue with each other, you know, via Facebook. And then it says number 10, which is the best, thou shalt not create fantasy relationships with people you don't know or don't have a chance of becoming in real-life relationships with. Then, you know, we talked about this one on the first show when we talked about cheating and all that. Now, that's giving people false hope to think that, you know, y'all will have this relationship and it's not it.
No. If you let them know, if you let them know you're doing this for entertainment purposes only and you're just having fun with them and you're talking back and forth and you let them know from the beginning where this is, I'm just having fun, we're just talking like this to one another, it's not going to turn into anything, this is just a way of entertainment for me, you should not have a problem with that person. It's not giving them false hopes or anything, because in the beginning, before you started doing that with them, you let them know it's not going to be nothing. But if you want to just have conversation with me like that, for entertainment purposes, I'm fine with it. But if you're looking for more out of this entertainment that we're doing on Facebook, then that's where the problem is. But I say be upfront with them in the beginning. I'm doing this for entertainment purposes. That's why I made a post about that in the groups. I do this for entertainment purposes. It's never going to be anything. I don't do Facebook relationships. And if that's what you're looking for, you're doing this with the wrong woman.
Right. Especially if you don't have no interest in actually being in a relationship. Like, I know where you're from, but if they not from where you're from, and you want to, all of a sudden, you know, maybe y'all change numbers and y'all having little small talk conversations and you want a relationship, but if you do, then don't play games with me, because that's, you know, like, that would be kind of like a long-distance type thing. But some dudes, I think they don't really go, they don't go in there with their, they give them the fantasy of one, the long-term relationship. But some of them don't even give people that. They just assume that a relationship is what they want to get. And that's not always the case.
Nah, see, I don't
like
understand that.
I say earlier, we were saying the downsides to Facebook, to social network dating, and one of the downsides was what you see is not what you get. It's even that. Like, if you never seen this person in person and the pictures that they're sending and showing, yeah, they might look real good. Then you meet them in person and be like, what the
Because they may be showing you pictures from 5-10 years ago. They may not be actually showing you what they really look like. So you have to look at it that way, too. Just because people post pics on Facebook, that don't mean they look like that right now. They could look like that 10 years ago, but they're not putting their real pictures up. Some people do that on Facebook. You know, my pictures on Facebook.
A lot of Photoshop too.
Yeah, they do that. My pictures on Facebook is what you see. That's exactly what I look like. And when you see me in person, you're going to see the same exact thing. I don't put fake pictures. I don't Photoshop my pictures. I don't need to do that. That makes no sense. It's like you're really being fake.
Right, because I can go take you a picture real quick in the bathroom if you want a picture.
Oh, them bathroom pics are so horrible, please. Get up out the bathroom. That's so tacky.
I'm just saying, like, you know how, like, if you say you meet a dude on there, he say, well, to me, I know, because I do it. And sometimes I just do it just because the shit is funny and just to see, like, is this person really going to send this picture, or especially if I ask them for an inappropriate picture. Like, oh, you don't even really know me. Like, I really could be your boss on the undercover page, and I don't ask you to send me your dick pic, and that's going to look like my baby finger or something. But even that, or even, like, how they look. Like, dudes will tell you, he might look good in his pictures, and yeah, that's how he look in real life. But you told me you were 6'1". When I got there, you was 4'11". Like, where did 6'1" come in at? Was that a typo?
He probably turned 6'1" when he put his heels on. Let me stop.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's little things. Like, was that a typo? Or did you gonna try to send me your phone, type that in wrong? It's just like a whole lot of stuff, but I think with social networking, you can kind of nip a lot of stuff in the bud, too, as far as when it comes to dating. Some questions that some people just not comfortable with asking, face to face, you can ask online or, you know, I don't know.
A lot of people lie on social network. A lot of people don't tell the truth on social network. That's why I don't do social network dating. I do social network flirting. I'll flirt with you on social network. If I meet you, I'd rather meet you. I can flirt with you on social network, and it really means nothing to me. All I'm doing is flirting with you. If you flirt back with me, that's what you do. I'm not really taking you that seriously. I'm taking you as where we're just entertaining one another. Now, if I meet you somewhere or whatever, there's like a meet and greet, and I meet you, and we have a conversation or wherever, that's where I get to know you. I'm not really trying to get to know you over no such social network or anything. I'm having fun with you on a social network. I'm not trying to pry into your life, get to know you on any other level but an entertainment level for this social network. Now, outside of this, if I meet you and I like you, that's a different story, but I don't really take people that seriously on social network. I just take it as where it's entertainment purposes and you're having fun with me. That's it. That's all I take it as and nothing more.
Some people take it more seriously than like you saying, we just talk about it and we're flirting and say like somebody have a party and we're both invited to it and we finally meet each other that way. But not really like you call me and say, okay, well, we're going out to dinner and you picking me up. No, that's different. But if I meet you at a party and I think you're cool, then I can let you know then if my flirting would be real flirting or when if I would keep it at internet flirting. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like some people, like you might meet them in person, like you'll meet them in person, and they are nothing at all like who they portray themselves to be on Facebook. But then you meet them in person, they all quiet, you don't have nothing to say, okay, but then you get home, you got so much more to say on Facebook. But say you meet that same person, y'all have good conversation, everything is nice on Facebook, and then when you meet them in person, the conversation is 10 times better than what y'all talk about on Facebook. Now, him, I probably will start taking my flirting a little seriously. If you look like your pictures, you really 6'1" like you say you are, and you look like your pictures, then I'll consider that.
Oh, well, me, I don't take anything serious on Facebook. I really don't. No matter what you say to me, no matter how much you flirt with me, I don't really take it serious. I take it as where it's entertainment for you, like me, and you're actually just having fun with me like I'm having fun with you. I don't take any of that seriously. And I hope half of the people I flirt with don't be really
that we talk if we ever have problems. let me take that back. It was you, so I was with it. Guess I didn't get when you showed you didn't miss it. Now it seems that your interest ain't here. We ain't the same.
Welcome back to BK Chronicles Live. Okay, I just had a little technical difficulties. I was disconnected. So, Deez, if you still on the line, give us a call. Give me a call back. I didn't mean to cut you off, girl. The number is 646-378-0763. And if you want to comment, press 1. Well, with me and Diva was discussing what I was talking about earlier. We were talking about people who had friendships on, that meet online, and they develop friendships from it. And some people who actually only date people that they meet online because they feel like dating online is easier or it's quicker to weigh out who you wouldn't mind being with and who you don't mind being with. And I think I had brought up, like, if you use social networking a lot and your partner don't use it at all, like, is it ways that you guys can still work out and you still have your social network life and still have a real life with you and your mate? And I had talked about some of the 10 rules that I found on the website that that was supposed to help your relationship if you hooked up with someone via internet and y'all together now. They gave me 10 little rules that would help out. I read them twice, so if you want him again or one you didn't hear, call in. Again, the number is 646-378-0763. And press 1 if you want to call in. Right now I have Chuck on the line, and he is going to call me and tell us how he feel about internet dating and if it worked out or if it don't work out or how you feel about it.
All right, well, you know, first of all, my name is Chuck Taylor. And really, like, honestly, you know, social network relationships, I think it's kind of, like, overrated. Like, I'm old-fashioned. I like to meet the person and face-to-face. I like to talk face-to-face, not over, you know, an internet blog or internet site, because what you said earlier on how, you know, people don't, they portray themselves to be one way, but when you meet them, it's totally different, you know. But, like, social network relationships, this don't even sound right. This is a social network relationship.
When I use that term, that's the term they use it. So say, if me and you met, through Facebook, or I'm a friend of somebody, of a friend that's on Facebook, and one day you just say, hey, cute, and I say, hey, handsome, and we get the inboxing and all that stuff, we exchange numbers, we go out, we like each other, and now we're dating. They consider that a social networking relationship because we both met each other online.
So that's just a
terminology that society uses, not really like a social network, like, you know, that we just go together on Facebook. But we got real life boyfriends at home. That's not what I hope that's not what they meant. that right there, I don't get. Okay, we only go together on Facebook. Like, that's
right.
I mean, like, seriously, like, you met this girl on Facebook. You know, y'all, you didn't know her from a can of paint from there. Y'all went out. You feeling her. Y'all dating. So, like, now that y'all dating and can that work out? You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean,
some people say no.
It can't work out
some
because
of the type
of...
Some people say
no, and some people say yeah. Nah, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. But I've really personally won't think it's going to work out because it's how I think in the back of my head, like how you gave me the time of day on the social network. You're going to get the next dude the time of day, too. And, you know, I mean, that's just how I just, that's how I feel about things. Like, just like I gave you the time of day on social network, I'm going to try my hand until, now I'm not saying I'm going to go out with her. Now, I might hook up to see what's good, but now in 2012, you just got to be careful because it's a lot of creeps out here, you know, and that's not good. But as far as, you know, entertaining, getting to know somebody, numbers, I mean, you know, just to talk, that's cool. But me, personally, I go out, but that's about it. You know, that's about it.
If y'all went out and, you, like I said, y'all enjoyed yourself, you wouldn't make it a real relationship is what you're saying because I met you through Facebook?
Right, right. You know, that's how the cookie crumbles, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, you know what I'm saying? You doing you, you know what I'm saying? You didn't just meet me and you stopped, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I don't have time for the wondering or the questions and, you know, is she doing this with somebody else? It's just a...
So you don't think
a,
that go both ways, whether it's online or offline?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but we talking about a social network.
Online.
Like it goes both online.
Right.
We're talking about that. Of course it's going to
okay.
be different. It's different. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. That's how it's like. I mean, you gotta. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Like, it's cool to a certain extent, but just gotta be mindful that you know, it's a lot of things that come with the touch to it. You know, you met this person on a social network. You don't know what else they into. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what else they got going on. You don't really know they. You don't know their plan. You don't know their goals. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and then it's just they people just not gonna keep it real with you from the jump. Not on the
right.
social network. Not on the social network. I mean, listen, y'all don't really gotta listen to me. I'm just venting. You know what I'm saying? I wanna, you know, give a shout out to, you know, the host of the show. You know, I wanna say congratulations because it's up and running. You know, that's you know, you're doing big things. You know, and you gotta keep doing it. You know, so.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, and the BK Chronicles, man, live 7 and 9, man. You know, that's how it goes down, man. That's all I wanted to say, man.
All right, and I appreciate you, Paul. But again, how long were you on the line? Did you hear the 10 laws that they came up with that if you did meet a person through social internet, how they feel the rules gonna work out if you follow them?
Nah, I heard when the lady was just talking and then, you know, it got cut off, so.
That was it. Okay, because
yeah,
they had, I'm not going to reread all of them, but a lot of the 10 that will, maybe like 7 of them I can get with them, the other 3, 8, it's just who I am, so I'm going to do it. But it was, one thing that they said was like, thou should not. Number 10 was thou should not create fantasy relationships with people you don't know and don't have no chance of becoming in a real life relationship with. And I think for that, like what you say about people, you know, you don't know their goals or this and that. And I think a lot of people that turn off by social networking dating is because they feel like a lot of people lie or they make up what they say and. You know, just make up shit because it's easy, or you can just copy paste somebody else, you know, bio
right.
and make yourself look good. But at
right.
the same time, I think that's still happening both ways. Somebody might talk to you and make it seem like they're so sincere and they got it all together, and then the next date, this bitch might just do something crazy, and you'd be like, oh wow, you know what I'm saying? So to me, and like you said, with the social networking, it's. To me, I think it's evil. I'm still 50-50 with it. So
right.
I personally think you can meet a crazy motherfucker just from walking up the street and giving out your number at the bus stop. It to me, it's really not no different. Cause you could find like, and then like number 9, it was don't use social media for stalking purposes.
Right.
Damn shit. The nigga you give your number to at the bus stop can still stalk you if he know you be at that bus stop every day at 3:30.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think with social media, you can kind of, I think it's more variety for people. And you can kind of pick or choose or, you know, like you can get to look at them and go through their pictures and say, okay, they say Family Guy or, you know, like little stuff like that. I think you can get, if, you know, like your personal business, especially if those really your pictures and you find out, you know, the person is really who they are. I think you have a better insight of who they are on social networking than anything else.
Right.
Like some people say you are what you post. So you the type, you know, you only post Christmas pictures all week long, and but on your other page that nobody know about, you fake this stand up goody two shoes type girl. So,
right.
Like, with social networking, I think I think more so you can expose yourself quicker in social networking than you will in one-on-one dating. Because like I was saying, you might meet a girl like the girl you talking about. You meet somebody with the normal dating. Y'all been talking 3-4 months, and then, you know, you finally, then she say something or she do something, you just be like, this crazy, whatever. And I think with social networking, you can nip that in the bud a little sooner. Because you can kind of ask questions, or if you're the type of person, you can get into a person's head or just get them to talk about certain things that actually turn you off. You know how you do when you're dating the person. You try to get to the head, see what they, how they think or what motivate them. I think it's a little easier for me to do it through social networking. Sometimes I'm guilty of number 10 all day long. Because I play with people all day, you know, dudes be on Facebook. Like, you can tell the thirsty ones and the ones that just did the hookup, because the first thing they inbox you is, your lips are sexy. Or, you got a nice ass. And, like, okay, like, do you take this person seriously, or do you block them immediately?
That's what,
like,
that's,
oh, he's tough. You know, like, girls, be, you know, oh, I see you hope. Yeah, they do, but see, some girls do it too. Like, even when they see y'all pages, say y'all out, you out with your dudes, you got your bottles. Ooh, I see you sipping mo. Ooh, where you was at? Like, but that's the only thing you notice about my page. You know what I'm saying? Like, you did you go down to my comments or my posters and say, oh, wow, yeah, I see this day, this, that. You all in my pictures. You talking about what I got on and what I'm sipping on. So, like, you can already kind of assume, okay, this bitch wants some money. Or she must be down for the party or whatever. Or versus the girl that say, oh, the other day, was that a poem? Did you rap? Are you a rapper? Like, you're acquiring more about who the person is, not about what the person got. So for me, I mean, it'd be a little bit easier. The ones that just dive right in with it, they the funniest. Like, y'all, you sound like a pervert. Like, I want to actually take their name and just Google it in a little child molester database and see who you really are. Like, wow.
Right.
I don't know guys that's like that. And if you see me at the bus stop, you wouldn't walk up to me and say, you look like you got some good pussy. You wouldn't say that shit to me at the bus stop, so why would you say it in my inbox? When I can politely just copy-paste everything you just said and put on your wall. So, like, little stuff like that, like you said, it's pros to it and it's cons to it. But, you know, again, I appreciate your call and your comment. And
thank you.
I mean, I, at the end of the day, and with the social network and that relationship, some of us kind of do need to go back to, I mean, like, do a little bit of both. Make it 50-50 if you're going to be the type of person that's still outdating. Meet people in the streets. Meet people online so you won't lose the ability to interact with people when you are, you know, in their face, when you're offline. But some people can chat all day online, you see them in person, they ain't got shit to say.
Right.
But as soon as you leave them, they text you. Hey, babe, I had a good time. Oh, you did? You didn't even say shit. I didn't know you was having a good time. You know, because you're so used to just talking to people online, or you just used to texting all day. So it's kind of, it's crazy. But it's like the world we live in today. Is we going to get it back to old dating tools, or are we going to, or is it going to be a better way to date over the internet?
Right.
Over the internet. I keep saying date, like you can't go to dinner over the internet, but just meeting people, period, like networking and dating, whatever the different ways. And also earlier we were talking about like people that meet other people online and just become regular friends. Like, I don't know if you ever met somebody like through another friend online, and or maybe you was at the same party and the dude on your Facebook page, and all of a sudden like now y'all cool, y'all hanging out, and, you know, like stuff like that. Like, can them do any kind of, basically at the end of the day, is do any kind of social network relationship work, whether it's a buddy or whether it's just, you know, like you hooking up with somebody else.
Right. Man,
so, I mean,
like,
you said it don't work for you that right.
No,
you wouldn't take it serious, man.
No, I meet somebody over the internet, like, I'm looking at their page, and they, you know how things pop up on, be like, this person knows 50 of your friends. Do you want to be her friend?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, a lot of dudes, I'm going to tell you what a lot of dudes do on Facebook, okay? And this is no lie. Like, okay, of course, we look at females' pages. We look at male and female pages, but, like, say if we see a female and we like the way she look, we're going to ask to be her friend. Okay, in the beginning, when it first went public or whatever, nationwide, like, it was all about who had the most friends. And people was just adding and requesting and adding and requesting. So now, like, everybody getting used to it, everybody got used to it, they was like, oh, I don't know half of these people, so let me, like, only make my page private, or let me delete some of these people, because, you know, now I don't care how many friends I got. I want to narrow it down, because it's like, you can see, and I learned this from college, like you could have somebody on your Facebook, somebody, your friend on Facebook, and you could walk out your dorm room and see that same person, and they won't say nothing to you. They like, oh, what the hell? You just said what's up to me on the internet. And then you walk outside and you act like you don't know nobody. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm telling you, like, with dudes, like, we look at different girls' pages, and she look cute, we add her. You know, then sometimes, like, when we drunk and hot, we might send a message or what's up or try to say something to catch her attention. That's little BK entertainment in the back, y'all. My fault.
She's telling the truth. She's like, she's giving us the real truth.
But, man, like, mostly dudes, man, some dudes just be on their head, just, you know, just on their chilling, though. But males and females, I just got to be careful with this social network, because now there's so many fake Photoshop things you could do. Like, you can have fake pages. Like, go ahead, talk for a minute.
Okay, now I'm going to go ahead, because we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick and get our thoughts together. And also, like, and what Chuck was saying, too, even with the fake pages back then, how when Facebook first came up, it was just for college and networking, like, seriously networking, not for using it for what Facebook has become today. So, anyway, we're going to, let's go ahead and get into this break, because I need to gather my thoughts. And we're going to be right back. And when I come back, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I have Miss Sleepy on the line, and she's going to come in and give us her insight on how she thinks, what she thinks about Facebook. Here I go again, just blaming everything on Facebook. It ain't just Facebook, but just social networking, period. And give her insight on if she thinks those type of relationships can last or not last. So we'll be right back.
Call up, I'm drinking. Let's call up and
All I care about is money and the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you I'm on one. Hey. Fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm a strong one. Two white cups and I got that drink. It could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money could be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know what I like. Oh yes, oh yeah. Oh yes, oh yeah. Oh yes, oh yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm sipping. I teach you how to mix it. But you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. And put in something different. So you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. They might catch me slipping. So you're the only one. Oh, oh. Trust issues. Oh, 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 oh. Trust issues. Oh, oh. Trust issues. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking. Let's all get wasted. On drinking. Let's all get wasted. Yeah. Drizzy Drake. Check me out, coming live from the motherfucking north side. Kick game, running real good. But never ever had my bitches sitting courtside. Same nigga that you knew way back when. You acting like it's somebody you don't know. Tell me how the fuck we supposed to stay friends when you got a bunch of feelings that you don't show. I could tell certain people don't like me no more. New shit don't excite me no more. Guess that they don't really make them like me no more. You could look me in my eyes and see I ain't myself. Cause if y'all what I created, then I hate myself. But still, let them girls in and tell them all, leave them cell phones on the table where we see them. I'm all day with it, man. AM to the PM, niggas hating. I just wish that they were saying when they see them all. That's that shit that drives me crazy. And it's all that I've been getting lately. And it's probably why I'm scared to put the time in. Women wanna fuck like that, me and I'm now. Looking for some things, and I think that I can find them in you, in you. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 trust issues. Oh, oh, trust issues. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's call up on drinking. Let's all get tasty. On drinking, let's all get faded. Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Call up on drinking. Let's call up.
All right. Welcome back to BK Chronicles Live. And if you're listening in and you want to comment, dial us up. 63. I'm about to give y'all my number. 646-378-0763. And before we took a break, we were talking about internet relationships and dating online. And with the pros and cons, is it good for you? Is it not good for you? Some people think dating online is easier, it's quicker. and that it can cut through a lot of the bullshit. And some people think just dating online is bullshit, period. Now, as I said, I was going to bring Sneaky in on the line. I have her on the line now. And the last part that we were talking about, like, if you're on a social networking site and your partner is not on any social networking site at all, could it destroy the relationship?
I don't think so, because mine is not on any of those sites. He doesn't. I mean, I set up his email, you know, but I'm on,
okay.
And I've been on. What's the one before Facebook? Gosh, that's crazy. MySpace.
MySpace, yes.
Yeah, I was on there, and I was on Black Planet, which I only went on like maybe about 3 times. But, you know, just like Facebook, everybody was going hard on MySpace before it was that. And, you know, when I say going hard, I mean like on it hard.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this shit didn't destroy my relationship. And I'm not, I won't say, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't hitting nobody but my partner. So
I think sometimes when you let in the social networking site disrupt what you and him do. Y'all at home, you off work, y'all chilling, you at the dinner table and you Facebooking. Or, you know, you check, or you got the computer next, the laptop at the table, and you playing Farmville or something like that. Like, I think it does destroy the relationship if it's not affecting your partner, especially if they're not into being
which
on social networking.
Which you're doing right, the same thing. And, well, you know, I know how to set boundaries because I'm not, as you notice, I'm not even on there unless I'm basically at work. For the most part, you know, I don't live for that shit. I don't live
for the Facebook
life. Right. Shoot, I live for the weekend. I'm party girl. I like fun. You know, Facebook
okay.
is cool, though. You know, but you know what? I wanted to give a perspective from, you know, meeting friends and stuff because I can't give a hookup perspective from it because I don't hook up. But what I can say is, you know, it started off a little rocky, but I think that's a better way to get to know people because Facebook bring out a lot of lies in people.
Right.
It bring out a lot of lies in people, and some people just be themselves. You know, some people are just liars. Some people just tell the truth. Some people don't give you all, you know, they don't tell you all their business. They leave a lot of stuff, you know, to themselves because it's actually none of your damn business.
Uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
You know, and when you see that in people, that gives you a perspective of their personality.
Exactly.
So when you finally do meet the difference between just talking to people and hooking up, all right, meeting them on Facebook, all right, well let's go out and do this that, and the other, or, you know, and what we're doing is that we made it real. It's not just cyber anymore with us. We get together. We know
exactly.
each other. We communicate. We do our, we sidebar. You know what I'm saying? We a couple of us that met on there might get together and do this that on the weekend. But when we have an event, we all come together.
Exactly.
And we do actually spend time with each other. So we see how each other are in person. Also, not just
exactly.
online. So, you know, you get a more true feeling of what people are, and especially if they're lying and dwelling online, then you meet them in person or, you know what I'm saying, see how they're living or see their condition or, you know, where they work or whatever, for real, and it don't be shit like they said it was.
Nothing.
You know how to deal with this one. That show you right off the break. You know how to deal with this one. You don't got to disassociate. You just know how to deal with it.
Exactly. We just know that you're delusional. So I'm
going
to tell you before they're
delusional.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
See, to me, that's why I was saying when I had Chuck on the line earlier, I was saying for me, it's easier with Facebook because the same way like you exchange a number with the guy on the corner or the person at the bar, or even if your friend hooking you up with the next person, it's the same thing to me. You can meet a person on Facebook. Exactly. Like I said, you can meet a person on Facebook. You can look through their pictures and all that and get an idea if they're a family person or whatever. And then on top of that, especially if you're a friend of theirs, somebody somewhere along the line going to tag them. Next thing you know, they got baby mother. You said you ain't had no kids with this girl on here saying this, this daddy, something about your
daddy.
You know what
I'm saying?
To me, you'll get exposed faster online than you would offline. And
you
I done
sure
spent the whole year with you, and you've been lying to me, and I never knew. But the whole time, all I had to do was create a Facebook account. I could have found out all your business.
And that's also the reason why Facebook has been the downfall of a lot of relationships also, because people let that shit get the best of them. They get on there and fake like shit is one way and it's totally another way. They probably get people hurt for, you know what I'm saying, for trying to get in somebody else's world or, you know, swimming their water and shit. But all the time they would fake the person that they're trying to get with was thinking like, you know what I'm saying, it's all good. That's how it is on their end.
And it's not. And that goes back to, you know, earlier conversation. To me, I feel like even if you don't have nothing or if you feel like you're the worst person in the world, be that person. Let somebody love you for being the worst person that you are. Then you putting on a facade and making it seem like you're so grand. And then they meet you, then they turned off by you. So why turn a person off? Just come, you know, give them reality. Even if we are online, give them the real reality.
Exactly, because eventually the real you will stand up.
Exactly, and that's some truth for you. But okay, and I want to thank you for your thoughts, Trina. I mean, I appreciate you calling in. Well, thank you for having me. I also have Tasha on the line, so I'm going to see if she want to chime in at or give me her insight on what we were talking about earlier, because I know you responded earlier in the show, and since I gave up the little media rules that's supposed to save your relationship when you on social network or science, like, did you hear any of those rules? Did you think so?
I
thought some of them was funny, but if you actually are the type of person like y'all hooked up via internet, I think it could actually help the relationship, because just like Chuck said, when some guys meet a girl on Facebook and if they get to dating and all that stuff, they think that she's just on there hooking up with everybody. And she might not be on Facebook hooking up with everybody. She might just be friending everybody or, you know, letting people talk shit in their inbox, and she might give them a fantasy that they might get some one day. But I don't think it's so much of what he's saying, like people that actually just looking
I don't know, because if you go through my Facebook page, you would know nothing about me. I really don't have any pictures up or anything like that. If anything, you would think that I wasn't interested in Facebook at all. I mean, even being in the group with you, I don't really comment that much. I do comment. I think I've come more out of my shell since I came to one of the events. But by nature, I'm just kind of reserved and shy. And it took you and my daughter to even get me to be on Facebook. So... You know, I mean, if one was looking to try to get to know me in any kind of way or see if I was hiding anything, you wouldn't be able to tell by my Facebook page or looking through my Facebook page or even, like, looking at my friends' pictures or, like, the people that I even associate with. You wouldn't be able to tell, like, the type of individual I am. So I guess it's a toss-up. As far as how you meet people and how you receive them, because my boyfriend's not online. He, like Trina, I had to set up his email. He can't even remember his password. So social media definitely doesn't get in our way, and that's just because he knows who I am as an individual, and the things that I do on Facebook, he knows is just that entertainment, and it doesn't mean anything. Even if I were to post something because we were out and I saw something funny or we were doing something extremely fun. But I don't think about Facebook when I'm with my man. And if you're thinking about your Facebook when you're on, you know, with your man or Instagram or all that other shit, maybe you're not with the right person because the right person, you're not thinking about that. You're not thinking about, you know, you may think it may be an afterthought, but not while it's going on.
Okay, so from even from what I'm getting from you and Trina, I mean, don't get me wrong, I appreciate y'all comment, but I guess the only way, it can destroy your relationship or interfere with your relationship is if you're using social networking on their time. If you and your dude, you know, if y'all sitting down at dinner or you supposed to be over his house for the weekend and y'all chilling, but you on Facebook or you on Twitter and you're tweeting or Instagram.
I guess it depends on what you're doing. Because I've been over my boyfriend's house for the weekend, and I've gone on Facebook and commented on things, and we may have been laying in bed looking at TV, or, you know, he might have been cooking, or just doing whatever we might have been doing around the house. We've been driving, and I've been on Facebook, and I might have commented on something that I found funny. I think what it is that people take things out of context, and they make things have more validity than they need to have, and I think in people's lives, Facebook has more validity than it needs to have. People get in their emotions about things that people say, but it's social network. How can you get upset and you're just talking to this person? How can someone offend you that don't really know you? You know, people, yeah, we take people comments out of context, but if you're not brave enough to ask what someone mean by what they said or what they posted, then that's just your ignorance. So it doesn't matter because in any aspect you're going to take something out of context. But I think that in general people just put too much validity into Facebook and what it offers other than meeting people. I think they just take it a little too seriously. And maybe that's just who they are as individuals and everything they just take to the extreme. But I think Facebook has been taken to the extreme. I think social media in general has been taken to the extreme. So,
yeah, I can agree with that. Because some things they take it too extremely seriously when it's really not that serious. Even if you just
right,
I say like with the hookup or people saying little things in your post, if they not saying the same things in your real life that they say on internet, like just. Look at it as it's like reality TV shows. You just got to keep saying something to make it sound good. So that's what they're going to do.
But I think people are sometimes so lonely, though, and it's unfortunate that all they have is social media because they feel inadequate meeting people in person or, you know, they are socially awkward because there are a lot of people who are socially awkward who, like you said before, that, you know, we can talk online and text message, but as soon as you see me in person, it's like you have no words for me. And that's just because, you know, we get so used to being behind that computer and being in front of our phones texting that we forget that we actually need human interaction. And, you know, we're so void of that because of social media. You know, it's so much easier to get together with your friends on Facebook than it is to take time to go have coffee or to go have lunch or to go do anything that doesn't require a computer.
Move. Anything. Exactly. And that's what I was saying earlier about, I did mention the same thing which you just said about people forgetting, like, because of social media, people are forgetting normal human interaction. You know, like a person say, oh, well, you're beautiful today or something like that, walking down the street. Well, what is that supposed to mean? You know, like if you're just not, you're used to someone typing comments to you and you don't know the difference. And you have to have a happy medium of both. And from the sound of it, like even like with you and Trina from y'all comments, it sounds like you both have a happy medium of both. And that you guys are not really as in depth in being on social media as some other people are. But
I have to say, some of my funnest days are being in the group with you guys and joking and having fun and, you know, doing all of that. Yeah, I definitely enjoy it and I have fun, but it's just part of what I may do during the day. It's not what I do during the day, and I think that's where people get it mixed up. That's just what they do during the day, and that's, you know, that's
exactly.
Just enough for them.
Exactly. But, okay, again, I thank you for your call, and we're running out of time, so I do want to take my last caller, which is Kim. But I also wanted to say, because if any of the listeners that's listening in and you don't know what group they're talking about, what group they're talking about, my show is basically a live version of my internet group. But to me, I take my group, like, we're so comfortable with it. To me, it's like a reality TV show. And we all love each other, but we love to hate each other. We're like a dysfunctional family. We joke on each other. We have fun with each other. And we also bond with each other. Like, I have Kim on the line now. And she's also a member of my group. And we met each other through the internet and social media, whatever they want to call them. Sick of these terms. But, I wouldn't say our friendship is destroyed. We've all in the group have our own certain bond with each other or with each other, but as a group and as a whole, we all still have that mutual respect. If people met us or seen us go out together, they would think we're like having a high school reunion or something because we all get along. So, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I can hear you loud and clear now. I don't know how long you've been on the line, but we were just discussing regular friendships like me and yours, because I consider you a friend of mine, but we met through social networking. You know what I'm saying? So I think that some relationships can work because we also communicate offline. You know what I'm saying? We don't just communicate online.
I think it's different for women. When men, I've had people, you know, from the group and just other entities come in and inbox and then, you know, just send a friend request. I'll set the friend request and then you inbox, oh, I can be this for you and be the man. I'm in a relationship. And it's funny because then for me, I accept the friend request and then I'll look through the page and then you got other pages and then you have you're married on your real page. So it's like, okay, you can play. I'm going to play too.
Those are the best ones that I like. I mean, like, that's why I say on number 10, the rule when they say the fantasy relationships, I like to entertain that because I feel like a lot of people online also play on your intelligence. Like,
right.
You know you got another page, and then your dumbass is friends with your secret page. Like, how you going to be friends with your own secret page if it's a secret and I look through your friends? Then I want to find your dummy page.
And then it's funny because then on your other page, you're this, oh, I'm this sexual person. And then you go to the other page, you're the family man. So you get to the point, it's like,
yes.
So then you're like, oh, you want to play? Well, I'm going to play too. I'm going to spice your head up. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the best fucking oral sex you ever had. So you sitting there, and then you want to continue to inbox. And then at the end, what I'm thinking, you better tell your wife to do that shit. I'm in a relationship. All the shit I'm talking to you, I'm going to go do the most.
Or I can just use what you say later for my home life.
Right. It's like, you're going to do that, just have that page and don't have no friends. If that's what you want to do, don't have your real page on there. And I can see your real name. You on there, you Big Tony 769. And then on your real page, your name is Marcus. It's like, oh, hey, Marcus.
I like that.
No, seriously, then you're like,
am I talking to Marcus or Tony?
Huh?
No, you asking them, am I talking to Marcus or Tony?
Yeah, then you're like,
how you found out my name, Marcus. if
you right, so you can't say your real name, so you just be like, hey, what's up, Tony? And you're like, oh, okay, you Tony 7669 or whatever. But when you at home with your wife, you Marcus. So wife, do your wife up. I like playing, but at the end of the day, it's going to be most that I'm doing these things to. I'm not going to do it to you, and I'm just be some play me.
Right. So basically, you break rule number 10 too. You get them the fantasy of thinking they not even the relationship. They use the term relationship, but even the, like if you want to do something. But like you said, for me, it's kind of like practice too. Especially if I'm calling myself talking nasty to you. And sometimes if they be like, ooh, girl, yeah, ooh, ooh, ooh. I'll go text it to my dude and be like,
right.
I want to keep on like me. You know, like,
you want me to put a
with you.
You want me to put a Listerine on, strip on your dick and just slob your knob and just give you fish kisses on your dick, and then you be like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I ain't never had a Listerine strip. You ain't going to get it either.
You sure
your
wife. So give that tip to the next bitch because you won't get it. But,
It's entertainment all day long. If I want to see you, I'm going to see you. You're gonna have a conversation with me. Not going to be about, I'm just a fuck. If I come and say, well, I'm not in a relationship, I want to fuck. But and then, like, everybody say Facebook is the downfall of relationships. No, it's the dumbass motherfuckers who are trying to get a free piece of, exactly. I mean, getting sex is so easy nowadays, and you can lay up in the computer. You sitting in there, you on your phone typing to this bitch, yeah, I'm laying up in my bed, my king-size bed. I'm in this million-dollar home. You fucking right over here fucking sitting up in an apartment laying on the motherfucking floor with a motherfucking Boost mobile phone. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with Boost, but don't make it like you got a motherfucking iPhone.
Yes, and you're living with your aunt the whole time in the living room on the couch.
Right,
okay,
then you'll be in the inbox, and you're like, okay, I ain't heard from you in a week. You, obviously, your Boost got cut off or your internet connection. So get real.
Okay.
Stop playing them games.
Well, I seen you real. I seen a picture of you on somebody else's page, and they said you was at your aunt's house sleeping on the floor. And I got the real truth out of a whole other page, or somebody that tagged you in a post down the line. I mean,
right.
No, I get that.
I like the one that be like, yeah, I'm laid up in here at the National Harbor in this $400 a night hotel, but your phone's showing you right over here in Accokeek, Maryland, some motherfucking way. You ain't at the National Harbor. I like when people lie. I'm sitting there like, oh, yeah, you down the harbor? Like, yeah, what's the hotel? What happened was, I don't even really know. So it's just funny to me. It's all about entertainment. Honestly, vanity, the group, it takes away my stress. But don't try to
For some people, even with the social groups or like the group I have on Facebook, it's more of entertainment for us than anything else. It's almost like you create your own entertainment. That's why, for the most part, I refer to it as a show. Or like we said, we refer to it as the yellow bus, because everybody on here got to be special. Like, whip out your helmets, because people say some dumb shit. And sometimes you just sit there and you lie, or you talk about how many degrees you have, and you have a bachelor and this and that, and you keep spelling. You can't even spell a V. You know, like, goddamn, you putting him or her say. What the fuck is her say? Like, you know, like, if you got a bachelor's, but you don't even use correct grammar. So just, don't do that. Don't do that. It's socially unacceptable to pretend to be something that you're not. Especially when you can't keep up with your own lives.
Guys, when you inboxing a friend request, don't have your real page on there. Like I said, Tony6679, if your name Marcus, I'm gonna call you. I'll call you Marcus.
Okay. Or I'm going to come on your Marcus page and call you Tony. And then they be like,
right.
Well, who is Tony? Marcus.
Right. And it's funny, then you have friends of friends or somebody that fuck the guy, and they be like, yeah, that little big bitch, but he's sitting there saying he's slanging from motherfucking from his belly button to his knee.
And they ain't swinging shit. But then they send you a picture like it's really swinging. Like, okay, I know my phone is not that small, and I can see that. Your shit is smaller
right.
than what you think. So
when you post
and cut the bullshit.
But when you post a picture.
Go ahead.
When you post a picture, you can pull any picture from the internet and say it's your dick. I need to see your face. If I know you wear an identifying ring, I need to see that ring on that dick, holding that dick up or something, because I don't believe half the shit unless I see it in person.
Oh, well, I mean, but you know, hold on now. Not to cut you off because we're running out of time. But anyway, you already know we deal with that on a daily basis. People posting up pictures of their cars. They posting pictures of the bitches that they fake got laying in bed with them and all that. But the whole time, you're never in the picture. You don't see not one of your fingers in the background. You're not in the silhouette of the mirror in the background or none of that. To make the long show short, the whole thing about social network dating or social networking friendships or whatever terminology they want to call it. If you meet a person online and y'all cool and y'all kick it, you know, just hold on to that friendship, value it a little bit for what it's worth. And if you meet a person online but you still like them, but you see that they lie every day, I mean, you just put them in a category with friends that lie a lot. Because whether you met them online or offline, eventually you're going to get to know a person. Whether they are a person of truth, whether they are a person of dishonesty, whether they just lie just to kick it. Some people just lie because that's all they know how to do. But it's up to you at the end of the day to accept it or respect it. But anywho, after all the questions that I asked, you know, can internet relationships work? If you hook up online, can they work? If you online and your partner not online, can it destroy the relationship? We already figured out from three other females that called in, the internet relationship thing or them being online and their man is not online or their girl not online, it don't bother them because it's not taken away from what they have with each other. Like, she's not at the dinner table while she's cooking dinner or talking about Facebook or stuff like that. You know, it's ways that, or little things like your partner might not like you being on Facebook because you're not paying them no attention. If you know there's something that they don't like and that person important to you, then make some changes. If not, if you miss the 10 laws that I gave out, or they're not laws or rules, laws, whatever, for people that is addicted to social networking. Or if you're in social networking and he in social networking and y'all both on the same social network, you know, when the show's over in like the next 2 minutes, download the show. Go back and listen to it and go over some of these rules. Even though they're funny when you read them or when you hear me read them, they're going to sound funny. But it's some truth to the shit. So like it or love it or not, it don't matter. But listen to me. These couple of rules, they will help. Like I said, if you're into social network dating or if you and your dude hooked up via Facebook, go over some of them rules. I really do think they help you out. And anyway, for my callers that did call in and share their opinion, I appreciate you all calling in. And next week we're going to talk about self-esteem versus self-respect. Is it the same thing? Is it a difference? And if you're listening and you're calling in and you got some teenagers or something like that, have them listen in on this next call, too, because I'm going to have my daughters here. And I want to see, you know, if they know the difference between self-respect and self-esteem. So, yeah. Anyway, y'all have a good night. And I'll be here again next week from 7 to 9. Log in or blogtalkradio.com/WBMV or call in 646-378-0763. Good night. Damn,